Hi there, I'm Lewis Foster, a journalist here at Manx Radio, and thank you for choosing this edition of Newscast. How would you feel about moving to a four-day working week? That's what one company on the Isle of Man has asked its employees recently. Number One Accounts, a bookkeeping company in Peel, found a trial of the reduced weekly timetable so successful, it's keeping it in place for good. I spoke to Managing Director Kat Whittaker and PA and Accounts Manager Jess McEwen.
So it's always been really important for me to have a very flexible working environment for my team. That basically came from a role I was in previously to starting the business, where I was made to feel very bad for having one day off with my daughter, and made to feel like the worst employee in the world because of it. And when I then left that role and started up Number One Accounts, my dream was to provide an environment for other people that they would never be made to feel awful for choosing family sometimes over work. And over the years, we've implemented lots of different things, like working from home during school holidays. Always very important to take time out to go to the Christmas concerts and things like that, or be with parents when they've been poorly and things like that. So this was kind of just the next step in that. And we wanted to implement something that would give the team some better work-life balance. That was the main reason.
And what was that reaction like when you brought this idea to the table?
They were over the moon. I think everyone was, lots of positive feedback from the team. The thought that they would get a day to themselves.
And how does it work in terms of sort of pay scale, annual leave? Was there any changes had to be brought in to accommodate this?
No, I really didn't want to change anyone's pay. I didn't want there to be any negative side to this, and it just be a positive step forward for my business. So everybody has dropped some hours, and then the other 4 days, they do some additional hours. So overall in the week, that everybody has reduced their hours but kept the same level of pay. That was really important to me.
Right. And we'll come back to sort of customers and how and what happens there. But Jess, you are speaking as an employee. Tell us about how it's been for you working this four-day week.
Well, I think, first of all, Kat, I've only been at the business a couple of months. There's employees there that have been there for years. But it was very quick to see that Kat offers an incredibly dynamic working environment for us employees. She's never once made us feel guilty about saying, can I please take an hour off? I need to take my child to the doctor or whatever it is. And that speaks volumes, especially for us working mums who are trying to balance having a career as well as still being a present mum. I think initially going back to my husband and saying to him, look, I've got to try and fit a few extra hours in a 4 day week. We've had to rejig a few things at home, but essentially, when it is my day off, I think by the end of that day, my husband and family have a more present mom and a present wife, because I've managed to have the day for myself where I've done something for me, but also spend time catching up on admin and other things that I usually have to do on the weekends. And that just hopefully makes me a better employee as well. So that when we are at work, we are really at work. And when we are at home, we're at home. Yeah.
And you'll have the perspective then of previous employers before. What's it like adapting to this compared to what you were used to before moving to Number One Accounts?
Well, I just think it's been an incredible opportunity for me. And there's such a wonderful vibe in the office as well. There's seven of us, and I think we've all got each other's backs as well. We really work as a team. And I think, Kat, you mentioned that this morning when we were chatting amongst ourselves, and you were just saying that I'm not sure this would have worked if we weren't all team players. So, and as Kat mentioned, she's put a lot of strategies and procedures and we were talking about IT packages or software that's enabled us to work like this, so that if one of us is off, the rest can pick up.
And how have the other employees, your workmates, reacted to it as well? You say you have some quotes there from people.
So I think all of them have really welcomed it, and that we were just talking about quality time being it's being so good for your mental well-being as well. So it's given the girls a chance to, I think, not banging on about being a mum, but I think us mums do feel guilty all the time. We feel guilty about not giving the best of ourselves to every situation, but we can't. You know, we've got to cut ourselves into pieces. So the girls were saying in the office this morning, the mental well-being part is really good because you can give yourself some time. And that just makes us a happier person and a happy work environment.
And Kat, coming back to you, obviously there's a bit of admin and sort of organising to do to accommodate this four-day week. Can you say it won't affect customers? So tell us how.
So I've wanted to put this in place for quite some time, but it's not something you can kind of implement overnight. So over the last 18 months, we have had lots of training going on in the team. We have clients that we do work every day for, and to keep things smooth for the client, they tend to deal with one member of the team because it just makes things easier. Mm-hmm. However, we now need to make sure that there is cover on that day the member of staff is not in. So we've had a lot of training going on. Clients are getting to know that it could be one of two people dealing with their work. And it's really important that they don't see a breakdown in the service we provide. So we have spent months putting that in place. So that doesn't happen. So lots of training, and again, really, really good IT systems in place as well that enable the guys to take a laptop home and work securely from home. Those things, to be honest, were already put in place before COVID. So it made it really easy while COVID was going on to work from home. So yeah, that was the main thing, is lots of training. And again, as Jess said, this works because we're all a really strong team. And I think you said they have each other's backs. And I think that's a really good way to describe it. Nobody will come in after their day off and find a load of work not done. You know, if things need covering while they're not there, we'll all chip in and do it. And I think that's really, really important.
There are companies over in the UK, as per reports, that will attest to this being a success. Companies that have trialled this and kept on the four-day week. Would you recommend four-day weeks to other employers?
I think it very much depends on your business. We're very, very lucky that nothing really, you know, we don't get a lot of work that comes in at 9 o'clock in the morning, has to be done that day. You know, we've got really very robust practice management systems where all the jobs are fairly distributed amongst the team, and we know exactly what deadlines are coming up, so, and we can work to them. That's not going to work in every business out there. But all I can say is, from our perspective, for our business, I'm absolutely confident it's going to work. And I think it's going to have not only a really positive effect on the team, but a positive effect on me. Because as well, it's going to force me to take time out and look after myself and things that go by the wayside normally.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.